Hey guys, welcome to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We're the Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. With me tonight is going to be Lonnie, as always. Crystal's here as well. And I'm Neil. We don't thank everybody for listening tonight. And just a little reminder there, this is WLMU, Harrogate, Tennessee, broadcasting at 91.3 FM, streaming worldwide at 913thegap.com. And you can follow this radio station on Twitter if you like, and that's going to be at 913thegap. Speaking of all the things you can follow, I have still not given Chris that Twitter account.
It would probably come in handy right about now because I locked myself out of my own account.
That's what you get. But so, anyway, you can follow us on air. We'll be on air eventually, I hope. It's going to be at Tri-State Spirits. If you'd like to, you can get a hold of us on Facebook as well. And you can add some questions or comments or just add us as friends, whatever you'd like to do. Which we've surpassed 1,200 friends, which is pretty cool. You know, that's pretty neat. But anyway, you can do so at www.facebook.com/Tri-State Para. That's one word now, Tri-State Para. You can send us your questions and comments to our Yahoo email account. That's going to be tristate_paranormal@yahoo.com. Or if you have questions and you'd like to give us Kyle Henner's studio, we can answer some questions on the air too. And that's going to be 423-869-6331. One more time, that's 423-869-6331. And we've been like doing really well on the podcast. We have a podcast thing too, if anybody would like to listen to it. We have broke records on that as a non-commercial kind of a podcast, which is cool. We broke that a long time ago, and we've been listened to on, I think it's up to 28 countries now, so we're doing really well on that. You can do so. You can go to Tri-State, and that's going to be /paranormal.podomatic.com. That's our website you can go to on there, and you can download any of our older episodes if you'd like. Yeah, here we are tonight. How's everybody been? Lonnie, how have you been?
Doing great, but I was wondering, do we ever have a MySpace account?
We still have a MySpace account.
Do we really?
What is MySpace, though? I mean, I haven't been on there in a while. I could not
remember.
Let's
see about MySpace. Do we have one?
We do.
Yes, we do.
We had one?
We
really?
Do. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on there, and I think I was messing around. I was looking on, like, just putting our name in. You know how people Google their stuff?
Yeah, MySpace is still up?
It is still up, barely. And it's like the last comments I've seen from any like MySpace page that I go to, it's like 2 years ago. So, and that's not just anybody, it's just everybody.
You know, Jim,
okay?
Me and you fought not to leave MySpace.
We did.
We did not want to do Facebook.
We hated Facebook. Here we are.
I love MySpace. I'm like, I didn't even want to go to the other.
Well, you know what happened with MySpace? It got so commercial. It's unbelievable. I mean, when you go on there now to try to log in and you see like, oh, listen to this song or go to this music. Here's this artist's new song.
Every time you get
whatever.
Your page fixed, then they change something on you and you can't
Well, that's
find
Facebook
stuff.
Too, though. Facebook's
yeah,
the same
true.
Way. There's a lot of people don't that's like true. This timeline thing that's going on, which I don't care.
I don't understand.
I adapt, but, which I'm talking about adapting. I still don't know how to say Twitter, right? So,
Twitter?
Yeah. It's the Twitter.
Did you see my Twitter action,
man? It's going to be that there Tri-State Paranormal at Twitter.com.
You going to tweet or twit?
Is that what it is? It twitting?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I
do
really don't.
Do you believe in everything somebody says?
You never lie, Chris.
No, never.
Just then. But, but how are you doing, Lonnie? What's been going on in your life, man? You doing good since
I'm
last
alive.
Week? Yeah. Hey, we still got the radio show from having the conspiracy guy on last week. That's
yeah.
awesome, right?
I'm
That's
alive.
Good stuff, man. We are live. What about you, Chris? How's everything been going with you?
Doing good.
I'm good.
Busy.
Good to stay busy.
Oh, no. Sometimes it's not.
No, it ain't.
I was talking to where I work at. I was talking to an older gentleman. He's probably in his 90s. And I was just having a conversation with him. I said, what's your secret to a long life? He said, son, work. Stay active. Because as soon as you stop.
When you sit down, you give up.
You give up. And once you give up, then it is what it is. He said, that's the secret to a long life. And take that with you. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, we have Gary in here with us, too. He's listening to you. What's going on, Gary?
That makes me. Yeah, that you. I sorry, I'm all tongue twittered. I'm tongue
How
twittered.
Are you twittered.
Tongue twittered.
Tongue twittered. I was look. You were talking about age and
yes.
and work. Just the other day, a woman in the Republic of Georgia and Transcaucasia, there between Turkey and Georgia, mm-hmm. or between Turkey and Russia, she died aged 132 years.
I've seen that.
Whoa.
And her birth was documented. She was born under the czars of both Georgia and Russia, and work and vodka is their, and plus I think
work
it's their food is very real and natural, no preservatives, literally.
Right.
And hard work, vodka, and I think their climate, too, because it's high-altitude alpine territory.
But you know,
132 years
they're
old.
Always going on about this food that's bad for you, and one time you can eat it, next time you can't. But if you think about it, my grandparents, my great-grandmother was like 104 before she passed away. Both of my dad's parents was like in their upper 90s.
I wish they had that saying for beer, because Lonnie and I would live forever.
You know,
we really would.
Make your own beer.
Yes.
I drink a lot of vodka, too.
I do as well. I love vodka.
I never thought I'd make it to 30. I figured I'd be dead by now.
I just can't picture you going.
There you go.
Getting to 130.
You don't imagine? Why is that? No. Come on.
Come on.
Why?
You and Lonnie, for real.
We've abused our bodies badly.
Now, the wrestling did it more than anything. Go ahead.
With what Chris was saying about the old timers, mm-hmm. they ate non-preserved foods and they worked hard. And when I hear, and this is my own opinion, when I hear the food police, whether it's governmental or corporations mm-hmm. telling us what to eat and what not to eat, I sort of laugh at that, because all they're doing is pushing a product, pushing a dollar sign. I just think we ought.
One time they'll tell you eggs are bad for you, and then they're good. And then just everything that they say is bad, then they turn around and say, oh, well, it's okay now.
Right.
So how do you know?
Well, I would trust the old timers, and I would trust someone who lived to be aged 132 years old. And I read National Geographic articles about people all around the Caspian Sea Basin for just the fact that they work hard and they live hard. And now this is both true for both Muslims and Christians, but the Muslims won't touch the vodka, but the Christians of Georgia and Russia and Armenia, they'll touch the vodka quite often through the day.
Right.
But I knew of old timers that here in these mountains would start off with a shot of moonshine in the morning, mm-hmm. and they would go and work hard. This one fella, this was back in the 1910s. He would go and move logs down the Powell River.
Okay.
And then he would have a hearty lunch. Of course, he had a hearty breakfast, too, mm-hmm. with that moonshine. And then he'd have a shot of moonshine, maybe two, for lunch and a hearty lunch. Go back to, and even in the wintertime, he'd be up to his waist sometimes in ice, cold water. But he worked hard, and he always had a shot of moonshine before he went to bed.
My body's messed up. Because the more I drink, the less I do. Literally, I can drink a few shots of I can drink a couple beers, and I'm ready to just lay down and do nothing else.
Well, I think maybe the fact that with him, he was eating a hearty meal, and I can eat with it too. And the wife was getting ready to kick him out the door, turns in meat.
If I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, eat breakfast and drink a beer, I'm going back to sleep. I'm done. I'm done for the day.
You were talking about the older generation would never eat like preservatives.
Right.
At the same time, if you think about it, though, a lot of the stuff they did eat back then, we consider bad now. I mean, like, what is that, lard?
Lard.
They did a lot of cooking with, like, you know, the fat and lard. And, I mean, you know, they were healthy up until, you know, whenever. So, I mean.
I'm going to eat what I want. If it kills me, it kills me.
I think there's probably a lot of dynamics involved.
There has to be.
Everything from medicine mm-hmm. and the technology with medicine, work, everything that surrounds our life today. And look at us, we're living past what, 60 years plus more. So
mm-hmm. yeah, so we're
doing maybe all right. We'll reach 132, good Lord willing.
To hear Chris, we won't, but well, Lonnie and I anyway will not.
I don't think we're gonna
probably
there ain't
not.
No way. My liver's gonna cut out and I'm gone.
That's hilarious, but yeah, I don't know. Where did Chris go? She like ran off. Did we run
I think she
off?
Had a call coming in.
I better so we scared see. Her.
That's what it was. We scared her.
But you know, that part of the world is very, very ancient, and something, I don't know if you would consider it paranormal, but the languages of the peoples of Transcaucasia, very ancient. It's like the Basque people of northeast Spain and northwest Spain. Their languages are so different. Linguistically, there's nothing like it around the world. And the Basque people and, of course, the people in the Caucasus Mountains all claim their languages to be the ancient languages, the ancient tongues mm-hmm. of Noah. And right there, I mean, there's a lot of mystery around Noah,
right.
but there's a lot of mystery with these people and their origins and so on. And on one final note, if I may, I was looking at Russia Today. Russia Today is a great website. And they have a lot of cool things on there, but they're not afraid to talk about UFOs. And I know that's part of your all's field right there. Somewhere in the Russian Far East, over towards Mongolia and north of China and that part of Northeast Asia, they have unearthed, someone was digging coal. They were just digging in some local coal seam to heat up their home, and they found some metal embedded in it. And the scientists are saying this: the metal is a composite of magnesium and aluminum, which is over 300 million years old.
Wow!
And the thing about it, it's in the shape, it's part of a cogwheel.
No.
Yes, and there's intervals of like 6 centimeters or 6 millimeters of these little, and it's nothing natural could have, you know, there's no natural pattern. It's all. It was made by some type of intelligence and technology, and some people are speculating, you know, extraterrestrial visitors.
That's interesting. Is it still on there? Because I'll check
it
out when I get home.
Yes, it is.
I'll read about that. That is neat.
If I was that guy, I'd be selling that, and I wouldn't be using coal to heat my house anymore.
Well, I've heard.
Right. Like central. Central heating air.
Well, I've heard up in the Northeast in the 1850s and so on, they were finding metal pots and other human artifacts embedded in coal. They were finding actually gold objects that were, and some people attribute this to the deluge of the days of Noah, because the currents of the ocean were just so rough. I mean, they were talking about the ark itself, the way it was designed, it could, and it did, it withstood like 200-foot tidal waves, because the earth was just so amiss, because some people, or some of the scientists have said that, you know, the earth was tilted off its axis, so you had this massive storm that lasted for days on end, the covering of the earth with water. And so a lot of civilizations and all that went with it just got washed all around the world. Mm-hmm. But up in, especially up in Pennsylvania and up into Ontario, Michigan, all in that area, the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway, they in coal deposits, they're finding human objects.
Well, you know what I've seen on the History Channel or something? The guy that Halley's Comet was named after, supposedly he was some kind of pilot. And they're saying that the Earth is like thin, like layers, and that there's like holes that you can go down into the center of the Earth.
Oh, the hollow Earth.
But they're saying that he actually flew down into that, and that there's like... UFO and highly intelligent people.
I think Brendan Fraser went in the middle of the Earth.
I believe he did.
Well, that's what the movie is based off of, actually. But they're saying that this is that the government covered this up. He wrote a biography about this, where he actually supposedly flew into one of the holes.
Well, you were saying there about that, you know, covering it up, and what he was mentioning about some of the artifacts they found in the Pennsylvania or whatever. That makes you think, wonder what they have found in these hills here when they mine.
Oh, definitely.
And do not say anything about it.
Oh, could you imagine? I've wondered that, too. And you were talking about how the government covers it up, and it's going to be interesting as decades and generations go on, what they find in the Soviet archives, because a lot is being revealed now that Russia's been free since 1991. A lot of the archives, whether Soviet military or KGB, there's a lot of, for instance, an interesting thing about Trotsky. Leon Trotsky was one of the part of the Bolshevik Revolution. He and Lenin seized power, and he had artifacts from the Ark itself, because Tsar Nicholas II had sent a expedition down during World War I. Mind you, there was fighting in the area between Russian forces and Turkish forces, but they managed to get, they sent a military expedition into the Caucasus, because there were some Russian pilots that overflew, and it was at that same time period, because from the turn of the century all the way through World War I, there was a climate warming period. The glacial mass melted off of the Ark, so they were able to get to it. Photos were taken. Extensive drawings and dimensions were taken, and Trotsky got a hold of it, and they believe he burned a lot of it. And then too, there's some speculate that in the KGB archives, there's going to be former KGB archives. They're going to start finding more and more information on things like the Ark, right. And then things you find, because not only is Russia a major, it's a major energy supplier for itself and the international community, and they not only supply natural gas and oil, but coal is a big resource for the Russians, and I'm curious too as to what they have.
Right.
They have kept quiet because that just really disturbs a lot of preset notions for historians, especially the ones that don't want to believe anything.
Exactly.
You know, they just
right.
want to believe what they learned or what they think.
You would think, though, that there was a highly intelligent civilization living layers beneath the earth. The way our government is, you'd think, though, that they would be right down in there.
They probably are.
Well, some people... Yeah. Opinion of the intelligence of the U.S. government.
Well, I do.
Short-sighted.
Well, that's true. Maybe my opinion is a little bit higher than what it should be.
Well, to be honest,
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I think we should. There's a lot of good folks in U.S. government, and what I said there, nothing anti-American by no means.
Oh no,
as, you know, but. But
Gary, you're the most American guy I know. I mean, seriously.
Well, I have to go with Gallagher. He talked about military intelligence. Boy, there's a contradiction in terms.
Right.
and my ride has appeared. Okay.
Really?
So.
Well, Gary, thanks for coming in, man, and talking with us a little bit.
You bet. Always a pleasure to chat with you all, and you all have a good show tonight. And I'm off to find dinner and sleep.
Have
fun. A wonderful evening.
Don't go to the center of the earth. Brendan Fraser's down there, and his movies are horrible.
Supposedly, though, that's where they actually got the idea for that movie.
Didn't Jules Verne write? Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm so busy trying to rule a crowded nation inside my head that I'm not sure that I have time to go to the center of the earth.
Well, right. You can look it up. Supposedly, the guy that they named Halley's Comet after had something to do with it.
I will check on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and take our first break tonight. You're listening to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We're the Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. I'm Neil, and with me tonight, as always, is Lonnie and Chris. We had Gary come on a little while ago, and he wanted to put his thoughts in on something, too, and we welcome him anytime. He's gone now, but... We actually have a bunch of questions. We kind of got away from the questions the last couple of weeks, but we'll go ahead and answer some now because they've been piling up. So here's one. This is from Brian. It says, you often hear about spirits going to the light, but does the light shine all the time so the lost spirits can find their way, or does it only shine at the point of death? What do you think about that, Lonnie?
I don't believe much in the whole light thing, but if it exists and they go to the light, I think it shows for them and only them and at their point of death.
What do you think, Chris?
I agree with him. Okay. You ever watch a ghost?
It's Patrick Swayze, of course.
Yes.
You know who would do a good remake of that? Will Smith.
When he was ready, it would be too comical, though, if Will Smith done it.
Now, he can play a...
Yeah.
He can be a pretty good actor.
But mostly he's funny.
He's funny, action, but I mean, have you watched the? Well, I'm trying to think of a good movie that he wasn't funnier action.
I Am Legend. Was he real funny? He wasn't too funny in I Am Legend.
No, he wasn't funny too funny in that.
That was a good movie.
It was a really good remake.
I mean, you considered Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. Then it did. Was it? Wasn't not Harrison Ford? Who am I thinking of? Omega Man. I can't remember who was in that one.
Is that the newest one?
No, Omega Man's from like the 70s, 80s.
That was Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston.
Yes.
That movie was horrible.
Well, you know, I think, are they doing a part two of I Am Legend?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That would be really good.
It should be good.
I thought Legend was great. It was so sad when his dog. That was the saddest part.
Yeah.
You know,
but
who told me that? Someone was telling me. Ran across it actually. Oh, it was. We were talking about the Earth sounds here a while back, and Will Smith actually mentioned that he heard the same Earth sounds in Russia when they were doing.
Yeah, is it Russia or Germany?
Might have been Germany. It was one of the two. And he was doing the remake of that one.
Well, that was really good movie, and I can't wait personally to see part two.
And it's going to be good, I believe. I believe it'll be really well. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be good. Well, because Will Smith.
Exactly.
Period. So you know. But, you know, as for me, when it comes to that, I think it's always there, okay? I just think that if the spirit or ghost or what have you is either too hurt or too mad, It just doesn't see it. Maybe perhaps, you know, when it lets go of anything that may have been keeping it to this terrain of existence, that it would see the light and it would go. You see,
I think
saying?
Like a doorway would open up for you that was closed because you didn't want to see past beyond that.
Right. You know, that's just something, you know, that we don't know because we haven't experienced it. But that's just what I personally believe.
Right.
When it comes to that, I think that, you know, most earthbound beings that are like spirits or ghosts, personally, I feel that they have just something keeping them here, you know, like most spirits do. Yeah. They just don't want to go. They just don't want to let go. And once they let go, I think they finally do see it. But I think it's always there.
Or what was that one movie, City of Angels?
God, that movie was awesome.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan.
And
they,
it's just
movie.
Like when they were dying, they were Angel was there to lead them on
it was
into.
A really, really good movie.
Yeah.
You didn't. You've never watched that, Ronnie?
I think I have. I just
and it's
can't
got a
remember.
Great song from Peter Gabriel on it.
I think I've seen it. It's just one of those movies that I've seen. It's just kind of.
Yeah.
Hate at the end, but.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a whole tragic Romeo kind of Juliet kind of a thing. You know.
Poor so, guy.
Right.
What he went through for love and didn't do him any good.
Right. Well, I hope we could answer that for you, Brian. I hope it went well for you. But here's a question from Danny, and it's spelt with an I, so it's obviously a lady. But anyway. Would being an organ donor cause unrest in the afterlife? I mean, deep down, it bothers me to think that that them taking away and poking and examining, being examined by complete strangers, and I know that intentions are honorable, but how do you think it would affect the afterlife?
I don't think it would affect it at all. I mean, that's your physical body.
Exactly.
I'm an organ donor.
Yeah, I mean, I knew you were.
When you die, your spirit leaves your body. That body's not going anywhere. I mean,
right?
It's going back to dust.
Yeah, I agree with you as well. So, no, I don't think being an organ donor is going to like mess anything up. And I think we've had these discussions similar before, like with someone passed away and who had lost an arm or had lost a leg or this or that. Then we discussed if we felt they would still have this arm or this leg or what have you, you know. So I don't think it's going to matter too much. So
it's not a physical body, it's more of a spiritual
exactly.
body.
Exactly. So, you know.
Hey, this is the shell. Once we're done with it,
because you're not supposed to have any flaws or anything on the other side if you agree with how the Bible says it's going to go.
Right. Well, even with, you know, any other religion, okay, Bible or not, just any other religion, there's sort of a hereafter,
right.
Okay, so.
The sick's not supposed to be
exactly,
sick or
so,
anything.
I'm going to have six-pack abs.
Are you?
That's my goal. I don't care about anything else. Give me some six-pack abs.
That devil's going to be standing at that gate waiting on you.
Why do you want a six-pack when you got a keg now?
Right. Way more than a keg.
Oh, geez. But yeah, Danny, we don't believe that... that's going to have any effect whatsoever on, you know, the afterlife.
So if you want to donate an organ, go right ahead.
Go ahead. You don't need it.
No, why not? You know, if you can help someone who's, you know, needs it, why not? You know, I'm not an organ donor, but, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Not gonna stop your spirit from going.
No, it's because, you know, that's just a husk, I guess you can say, or something along the lines of that. It's just
your body's going to turn to ashes regardless.
Exactly.
So,
you know
that leg's not going anyways.
Yeah.
It's worm food.
All right, I hope we answered your question. Let's go to one from Brittany. It says, I know you guys have answered this a couple of times, but can a ghost or a spirit honestly hurt a living? I listened to the show a few weeks ago about the poltergeist. The show honestly scared me. I mean, the thought of something being able to literally throw things at you and even attack you with scratches and hitting as well as being physically thrown. I asked this also because this is a new apartment that I have moved into for school. Anyway, in the bedroom I sleep in, I feel parts of the room as being very warm and other parts being very cold. And I seriously think I feel a vibe that it's either evil or being angry at me. I'm just not sure. That's summing it up a little bit. You know, that's actually a pretty good question because one of the main things that's ever happened to me when it's come to anything like this, Lonnie was there, he could tell you about it too. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", 6'5", I'm like 240, okay? I was lifted up and thrown into a wall. You remember that?
Well, then you've been scratched.
And I have been, just my arm's been shredded. Yeah. And I mean, you can go on Facebook and see the picture where my arm was shredded.
Definitely. My aunt's sister told one time the spirits just ripping her hair out.
Yeah, I don't think on average a regular ghost, you know, I'm saying aside from anything demonic,
probably right. demonic,
you know, poltergeist, anything, but an average ghost I don't think is going to do it or wouldn't have no intention to do it. But if they get angry enough, vengeful enough, they could do it.
But if she feels like that she needs us to come out and
we can absolutely come and try to help you out. But if what I was saying, if you guys wanted to see my arm and when it was actually just shredded to pieces, you can actually go onto the Facebook and you can see a picture of me and it just says Neil's arm after investigation or something along the lines of that. And I mean, it looks pretty gnarly. But the thing about it is, the blood was dry. I didn't want to like wash it off. I wanted to see it for myself. Yeah. You know, see what it looked like.
I missed that. You did. I was out of town.
You were in Detroit.
Miss all the good ones.
But and the one, this is before Crystal was actually a member of our group. Mm-hmm. This was when we were with a couple other people, and I was so angry when I was lifted up and thrown that I turned around and I threatened to whoop another guy. I threatened to actually physically harm him.
Man, like, got scared and left.
I was like, dude, did you push me? Did you push me? And, you know, at the time, I knew that I was lifted and, like, thrown into a wall.
But I didn't think about it.
You know, it didn't, you know, come, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. I didn't realize that, you know, my feet were actually lifted off the ground. I thought I was just... you know, physically shoved, and he was scared to death. He ran out the door. He's like, no, it wasn't me. Oh, and he ran. But, I mean, yeah, so, you know, it's like Lonnie was saying, Brittany, if, other than like a poltergeist or maybe something demonic or when my arm was scratched, I think that had to do with cult activity, you know, from bad spirits then, you know what I'm saying?
There was a lot of that stuff went on back in
there. At that place, yeah. So I'm thinking that is, like Lonnie said, is the only way that something can physically hurt you.
I believe a regular spirit can do it, but I think they have to get just an extreme amount of energy up and they have to be extremely angry to want to do it.
And to even be seen, I mean, they exert so much energy anyway to even show themselves or what have you, see. So, I mean, I'm sorry that the show might have scared you. I kind of thought it might have, you know, when we had that, and I was kind of worried about that. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the reason why I chose this question, because it come in.
But at the same time, if we don't answer these questions, you know, people want to know
exactly.
these things.
Exactly. So, but If you would like us to come, we can absolutely come. You obviously know how to get a hold of us. Just get a hold of us and let us know that you would like us to come and like check it out, and we definitely can. And speaking of checking things out, we've got like a bunch of investigations lined up for later this month and into next month. I mean, everything from a couple of houses in Maynardville, Tennessee. Actually, we're thinking about going to... that hospital that's down in near Chattanooga. It's a really neat place.
I tried to open that link to that and I couldn't.
Probably say copy it and paste it or just write it straight down, because I mean everybody seems excited about it, especially, you know, Morgan. She's a member too, and she listens, and she's going to come on sometime soon. She is absolutely, you know,
I'm like,
excited
yes,
about it too.
I'll go, but I can't watch the link.
Yeah, Chris is like, I don't see it, but I'll go.
Yeah, why not? Let's just go.
You know what's cool about it too? This is the only place you can investigate, and they will let you stay and sleep overnight.
Really?
You can do a one-day or a two-day investigation. And actually, we had a Soul Paranormal, Mandy and Steven, and, it was about this time last year, too, I guess, wasn't it? It was around this time last year. They come up and shared some of their stories. They went to that, I think it's Pittsburgh, the old Pittsburgh Hospital. They went to it, and they said they had a lot of great experiences there as well. And we had another group on. Is out of Knoxville. I can't think of their name, and if they're listening, I'm sorry. I can't remember your name. It's wasn't necessarily
it's something
a group.
Paranormal.
Yeah, obviously it's got to be. I can't remember your names. I'm sorry about that. But they told us they went there and they had a lot of good experiences too. So I mean, it's going to be neat. And I'm thinking about doing the 2 days. I'm thinking about doing a two-day investigation for us there. You know,
well, you can gather way more evidence in 2 days than you can in one night.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you right now, guys, you guys can leave that day, but I'm actually staying probably in a hotel to go another day. That way I can get my rest, because I hate driving when I'm tired.
That's what I'm saying. I'll just stick around.
So, sorry we got off topic a little bit there. But
there we go again.
Yeah, as always. But
it was paranormal this time.
It was, wasn't it? It wasn't Will Smith or Patrick Swayze. So we're
but
doing
you just,
good.
You just got off the subject.
I did again. But yeah, Brittany, if you know how to get a hold of us, if you think that it's, if you're really worried about that, give us a shout. Send us a link send us a message, and we'll get back in touch with you, and we'll talk about it, and we'll see what we can do for you. Here's one from Vicky. Says, this is going to sound kind of silly, but my daughter and her boyfriend swear up and down that there's something in my room. My room never bothers me or never bothers them when I am at home, but it does when I am not at home. What are they doing in their mother's bedroom?
Yeah. That's just paranoia.
Huh.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know that. Says, I live in a two-bedroom trailer. We live in a secluded trailer park just outside of a little town in Wyoming. So there's someone listening to us from Wyoming. Let's see. I can feel what they are talking about because, let me see. Let me try to shorten this down a little bit. I feel it watching me when I sleep, but I never get a bad feeling from it. But it scares my daughter. They also say they feel a presence in a hall, and I notice it too, but it doesn't bother me either. Why is that? Why does it bother them and not me?
Maybe they're just more sensitive than she is.
Or it's probably attached to her and likes her energy or whatever. Then they get around, it's just, it doesn't like them, so it starts, you know, like pressing negative energy from itself.
Invading her personal space.
Okay, well, you know, here's the thing, too. I was thinking that, you know, and she says she doesn't care and doesn't bother her. And she lets on like, you know, it just doesn't bother her. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe while you're there, you're just like saying whatever, you know. I don't care. And it's not not giving them power. It's not giving them, you know, the energy.
Well, that feeds off of your fear.
Exactly.
And, you know, your mind will play tricks on you regardless. Yes. If you start getting, if you think something's there and you're paranoid of it,
then
you're going
there.
To get scared.
Exactly. But she said she felt it as well.
Well, I mean, I'm saying they all feel it. But it scares them, whereas the hurt don't scare.
Because it doesn't bother her, so they're feeding off of their fear of the spirit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
they're letting all this stuff
run to their minds. So.
Yeah, so, you know, that's probably the reason why, where you're not really, you know, not bothered by it, and you're just like, whatever, then the spirits are like, they're not getting any kind of, like, you know, energy from you, so they're just like, whatever.
If it was bad, it would be bad probably for all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Crystal and them were saying as well, if you know, they like you, and you're gone, and they're going to throw a tantrum, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll just, that's why it bugs your daughter and her boyfriend. But
just start leaving notes, and maybe it'll tell you what they're doing while you're gone.
There you go. But that's that. So
Paddletail ghost.
Why not? Okay, that was from Vicky. We hope we could answer your question there. This is actually a pretty good one, too. We don't actually answer a lot of questions like this, and we've had tons of them, but this one is a really nice question, and a lot of people I feel should hear this. It says, let me see who this is from real quick. Yeah, that was the one that was anonymous, didn't give a name, but here's the thing. It says, lately I have noticed that a lot of movies, they make a big deal about the cost of magic, and quote-unquote, they're saying stuff like, there's always a cost for using magic. With a hint that the ideal of the price is always a bad thing. It says, is there any truth to this? It says, I mean, does using magic really come with a price to us, like it is said, or is it just the stories of a nice fictional or fiction writer? What do you think about that, Lonnie?
I'm not much on the magic.
Nor am I. Either.
You know, considered no magic stupid fake.
I'm talking about, like, price-wise, like, to yourself.
Have you ever seen that? It's like the whole sevenfold or whatever.
Yeah, the sevenfold thing, karma, what goes around comes around kind of a thing.
I'm a karma guy. I believe in karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, I absolutely do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've paid for a lot of bad things I've done.
Yeah. Like magic.
What about all the good things we've done?
Yeah, that don't work. It don't work that way.
It doesn't count that way.
It doesn't count yet. We're still waiting.
I do believe there's things that they're like, and when I say magic's fake, I'm talking about, you know, the card tricks and all that.
Right.
You know, or so. Some people believe if you dabble in magic, it's like black magic.
Yes, yeah, you know.
If you dabble in anything you don't know about, it's
yeah,
not positive.
Like, and if you get into voodoo or any of that
stuff.
Yeah,
and
if you know what you're doing.
Like, it goes along with the, we call that Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of along the same lines as that.
But yeah, you know, if you're getting involved in anything like that, I think something's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah.
Stay away from it.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're getting it and you're doing it for self-gain or to hurt others, something's going
to
come back and bite you.
Or try to cast spells. Anytime you do something like that, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, like I said, we don't talk much about this because, you know, magic is kind of a broad kind of term.
Yeah.
Okay? There's magic card tricks, which I do myself, you know, and never play poker with me because I always win.
Or clown pool.
Yeah. Something like that, especially if I shuffle
the
deck. Exactly, you know. But now, if we're talking real, like, the real kind of magic, yeah. Right? The voodoo, the all the other stuff. Okay.
You think that David Blaine is kind of weird, dude? Ain't he?
Nah, he's.
You don't think so?
No, he's just good at what he does.
He's a good illusionist.
I think he's weird.
He's good at what he does.
He's a really good illusionist.
He's about killed himself a couple.
He's like
times.
Chris Angel. He's good at what he does. You know, that's just all there is to it. But for me, when it comes to magic, you absolutely do get paid back for what you do because what magic basically is it's an interference between the natural order of things in the universe. Okay, so. What I mean by that is if you go out here and something happens, but then you bend it to what the way you want it, okay, then you're not only affecting yourself, you're affecting the universe as a whole because it's not supposed to be that way.
There's consequences for everything.
Right, you know, it's like taking one thing or an event, I guess, like I was saying a minute ago, and turning it into the will of a person who is doing this, you know. So it's like I said, you're not just doing, you know, it for yourself, you're hurting everything around you. So, I mean, if it comes to magic, stay away from it, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And I mean, honestly, stay away from anything like that.
Because when you
hoodoo, voodoo, magic,
when you get
anything,
into stuff like that, you're leaving yourself open to spirits.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you don't know what you're doing,
exactly.
You can get in a lot
you're
of trouble.
You're inviting them in.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we've had this talk, and we've talked about this so many times before. It's like we actually had to get rid of a couple of our members because they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing.
That's just like the.
And I had to go and clean it up. Yeah. Lonnie couldn't make it, so I had to go personally and clean it up myself.
And it's like that to Frank's box. You know, you got to watch.
Spots.
You
Absolutely.
Know, when you invite something in and you leave it open.
Because there's not a warning label on any of this stuff for you.
No, there isn't, you know. And I mean, we use the ghost box, okay, the Frank's box. We use that. But see, the thing is, we open it and we know how to close it,
exactly.
Okay? We know how to end this session.
And we're
a lot
precautionary
of people
with it, too.
Yes, very. I mean, we're not
going
to go
into
some
place. We still
place.
Don't go out and just do it. Just because.
If we think it's like a demonic thing, we will not use it.
And
we will not.
And we only let certain people in the group use it anyways.
Yeah, there's not many who's going to use it. You know, I mean, I think I have used it. Lonnie's used it. Chris hasn't used it.
Yeah, we did.
Did you use it?
Yeah
you did. That's we did that one time. Mm-hmm. And I think Afton used it and Tim used it.
Yes.
No one else uses it.
No.
Because we just don't let them use it.
And that's the only time I think that we ever used it. Was during that one.
Well, we've used it a bunch of other times as well. But, I mean, that the one time with you, I do remember that now since you said that. But pretty much the main core is the only ones that's going to be using this. You know? It's the rest of the members. I mean, there's probably about five or six others, and they understand, you know. And they're going to have to understand.
And there's different people in our group that will only do certain things.
Exactly.
And some things they won't get near.
Yeah. Well, it's like we could have went to Maynardville that time. You said that the baby was being hurt in one way, shape, or form. And a lot of the members got upset because we was like, "If you're not going," and it was just a judgment call by me because I'm strong enough in my spirituality, and I'm strong enough in just knowing that I can do this. That I'm coming. Lonnie's coming. Crystal's coming, you know, and Tim and Afton, if they wanted to. And even with that, Crystal said she might not want to come, and even Afton said she might not want to come.
Very cautiously, you know.
So, I mean, that's just, if you mess with anything like that, be very careful if you play
around.
It's
not like we even want to actually go to it as an investigation. It was just,
we didn't want to, and then when we said it was involved, the baby was like, we're going.
You got to
find out what's going on, you know, but. I don't know. It's just if you do want to dabble in this, I mean, obviously we can't tell you what to do, but please study up on it. Please understand the consequences of doing so, and then go from there. Do not just go at it blindly, you know, or like what happened with us. Don't be in a paranormal group for a week and a half and think you know what you're doing and go out and do something, you know, and then open something that shouldn't have been opened. Yeah. Then I had to go and close myself.
I mean, like I said, I'll bluntly tell people, don't get involved with it. Like magic, hoodoo, voodoo, you know, demonic stuff, Ouija boards, you know, don't do it.
Runes, none of that. Do not. I mean, there used to be, what was it called? Extreme Paranormal. It come on for a little while, and they were doing a lot of provoking. They were doing a lot of runes. Yeah, they were doing all of this stuff, man, and it didn't last long. And I understand why it didn't last long, because they were doing things they shouldn't have done, you know. So, but if you're dead set on doing this, please study up on it,
and be precautious.
Yes, I mean, but
don't drag no one down with you. Don't involve nobody else.
Yeah, do it yourself if you're curious. Whatever, you know. But like I said, I mean, Lonnie said it himself. Just don't do it. Period.
Yeah,
if you're going to. Just be careful and cautious if you do. So. Chris had to step out. I think she was getting a phone call. But here's one that's actually pretty good. And this is from Tommy. Not the Tommy that's in our group, but another Tommy that says, have any of you ever used dowsing rods to contact a spirit. I have been using them, but I don't know if I am doing it right. How do I get them to work? You know, that's a pretty good thing. You remember I made those dowsing rods that time? Go ahead and answer that, Lonnie, if you don't.
I've seen you, you know, mess with them. I've never used them.
Right.
But when it comes to that, I don't know much about dowsing rod.
Well, here's the thing.
It's kind of barbaric to me. You know what I mean? It's
primitive. It is. It really is, but it does work. I mean, they used to use the dowsing rods and stuff like that to find what water was.
Yeah.
Because of the current of energy and everything. Yeah. But I guess my question is this. Well, how are you using them? I mean, are you asking yes or no questions? I mean, are you just... I mean, I don't know how to answer your question because you're not telling me everything about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like I say, I don't know much about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you, you know, mm-hmm. go at it with them. I have no...
If I knew... Tommy, I'm sorry. I mean, if you could... Yeah. Maybe send another question later or tonight or even, you know, next week we might try to answer it for you again. But, I mean, are you, like I said, are you asking yes, no questions? Are you using them to try to locate certain entities possibly? I mean, there's so many different ways you can actually go into, you know, divining rods or dowsing rods, as we call them. They're actually two names that. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're using the divining rods, then... You got to tell me how you're doing it, and I see if you're doing it right or not. I mean, it's a neat technique. I mean, the Native Americans used it for water. You know, I mean, it's really neat, and it does work if you do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen me do it, and it was pretty neat. And I was asking yes or no questions. So maybe, like I said, just give us a question or send us a comment later tonight, and we'll try to answer it for you next week or something, and we'll go from there. Excuse me. Let's see here. Here we go. This is... I'm wanting to know if I want to ask this question or not. Well, I guess I can go ahead and try to. Just, it says, hello, everyone. Let's see. It has been documented throughout history that many cultures have practiced the ability to spirit channel. You know what a spirit channel one is, right? You know how they'd sit there and they'd get around the corner, hold hands. It's going to possess me.
Yeah, like I say, on type deal.
The belief is that a ghost or spirit of the living can enter a human body, supposedly to deliver messages. My question is this. Have any of you done this? Is it something you would recommend? Do you... is there a better way to... Is there a way to practice it safely? It's merely a curiosity of mine. I am very interested in the other takes or everybody's takes on the concept. This is from Luna.
You know, I've never did it, and I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because when you start, you know, asking things to enter your body like that, you know, you may be asking for a certain spirit. But, you know, when you open that door, you open that door for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then there you go. You got demonic entities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, you're being all messed up with all that stuff and... Then there you go. You're possessed.
Well,
yeah, but you can't just go asking things to do that. You know,
I believe anybody can do it with practice.
Yeah,
okay? I think anybody could do this with practice. I wouldn't recommend it, but usually it's a psychic that does so.
Yeah,
and if they're legit, okay, if they're legit psychics, they usually have a spirit guide that helps them along with this. And what I mean by that is they'll try to go into this state, and then their spirit guide will be there, and the spirit guide will actually let the good come in and the bad stay out. It would help with that. But like I said, I think anybody could do it with practice. But like Lonnie said, if you do not know what you're doing, it's another thing that we're trying to say everybody needs to be conscious with. I wouldn't recommend it unless you know exactly what you're doing.
Like I said, if you got someone like that who's got a spirit guide who could filter out you know, the good from the bad and you pretty much get what you're wanting.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're for some reason wanting demonic entities, you know what I mean?
People would.
Maybe people stupid want it, you know what I mean? Right. I'll say it. If you're asking demonic entities to enter, you're pretty stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Crystal, I'll get your point of view on this. It says, hello, everyone. It says, it's documented throughout history. I'm paraphrasing here. That people has practiced spirit channeling. You know what that is, right? Where you know...
Like a medium?
Yeah, and they'll hold hands and like, come into me or whatever.
Seance.
Right. What do you think about that? And would you recommend doing it?
We're right back to ghost. Whoopi Goldberg.
Right back to ghost again, right. So what do you think about it?
To me, that would be the same as using a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
You're just inviting spirits in.
Right. Well, that's exactly what Lonnie was saying, and I said as well. It's just, I think anybody can do it with practice. I believe they can. But it's like I was telling Lonnie, that most of them are psychic who does this. Okay?
Yeah.
And they usually have a spirit guide that helps them bring in the
exactly.
good. And, you know,
and it's not all going to turn out funny like Whoopi Goldberg.
No. No. And Patrick Swayze is not going to come
no.
and help you make a pot.
No.
No.
You know what kills me about that movie? Seriously. You remember when he possesses Whoopi Goldberg and he's kissing Demi Moore?
And she's making out with Whoopi Goldberg.
That's technically making out with Whoopi Goldberg, correct?
Yeah,
am I wrong?
True.
I mean, am
that's,
I wrong?
That's true. That is so true.
Woo! Exactly.
But you have to admit, though, she was hilarious.
When if you say so, man.
When she, yeah. start, when she started hearing his voice
hungry.
For, you know, the part where, though, that she was faking the seance and then started hearing his voice, her reaction was comical.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just
if I hear
that.
Voices, I just hope it's that funny.
Yeah.
But you're inviting to me. You're inviting in bad spirits when you start doing
yeah,
stuff
if you're not
like
that. If you, especially if you don't know what you're doing. If you're
yeah.
just sitting around with your buddies, lighting some candles, asking, you know, any being around to enter you, yeah, you're
yeah.
you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. Like I said, unless you know exactly what you're doing, and like I said, most of the people that even start this as psychics, and then you know they realize they've been psychic for a while, and they'll
well, if
experiment.
You can, if you can find somebody who, I mean, it's hard to actually say that they've got any credibility. If you can find
right.
somebody with some credibility,
right.
who knows what they've been doing it for a long time.
And we're not talking about a tarot card reader, you know,
no.
on the corner
Long,
of Gatlinburg
the Long Island,
or
the
Las
Long
Vegas.
Island psychic.
I've never
she's
even watched
actually,
it.
Actually, she's
yeah.
pretty good.
I've never watched it.
I won't trust anything on TV either. But
yeah.
if you can find somebody with some credibility, go to them, you know, and ask them to help you.
I knew one in that in the graveyard where you got attacked.
Yeah. What's wrong, Chris? Man.
Where's Chris going?
Eyes broke.
Don't blind needle.
I can't see.
I'm gonna kill him. It was that
ghost that came in. That's what
it was. Don't
spray my eyes.
Don't spray it at me. I didn't do nothing.
Oh my lord. That's lovely.
I'm getting little good, spirits in here.
Anyway.
Passing that wind right through.
How dare you, Lonnie?
It wasn't me.
Chris.
No. It was Chris.
Yeah, right.
It was, wasn't it?
It was Chris.
It was.
You know what they say?
One, we
win. Those who protest the hardest and the loudest.
Are you saying?
I'm bringing my own air freshener next time I come.
Are you saying he who denied it implied it? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Get you some of those,
nose
those pine
plugs.
Trees and put them. You can still buy them. You really can.
No, I'm going to yeah. buy some nose plugs.
Hey, those the black ass ones, those are awesome.
Are
they smell great. They'll last for at least a week. And then, you know how you're supposed to do the plastic
yeah,
and pull
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Anna?
Who does
no that? No one ever does that because, yeah. for one, who's driving around with a piece of plastic in their car?
I cannot stand the smell of stuff like that, the scents and stuff.
I like it.
That makes me ill.
Oh, goodness. Okay, here's another one. And I don't know what they're talking about.
It was,
anyway.
It was that spirit that just went right through.
It was Gary. Anyway. We hope we answered your question. I mean, of course, we probably like killed some credibility about by Chris making noises with her mouth over here. But but let's go
hey,
into this one. This is from Amisha.
At least it came from the mouth.
So she's admitting it.
No, yours came from the opposite end.
My foot?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, let's go. This is from Amisha. Says, I often read about experiences of cold spots and weird things happening around someone if a ghost is around. But do ghosts really exist without showing any signs of existence? That maybe they're around you and you don't even know it.
Would that go back to like your guardian angel following you around?
Well, here's the thing: when it comes to ghosts, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're
okay.
everywhere
it's
all
just
the time.
Sometimes they want their stuff to be known. Sometimes they don't.
Chris, when we're doing that stuff.
Go ahead and answer.
Would line. You? I can now. But yeah, I think there's.
You see her?
There's ghosts around
her
Chris,
eyes pop
too.
Out of her head.
But yeah, they're around us all the time. You know, just sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't.
My eyes are watering.
It's like, what's that old saying? If a tree falls in the wood and no one's around to hear it,
It's going to make a sound. Right, it's making a sound. Yeah. So there's ghosts everywhere. It's just sometimes they let themselves be known. Sometimes they don't.
That's like, you know, if there's a ghost in your house, when you leave your house, it doesn't mean they're not there.
Exactly.
So, know,
so absolutely. There's always going to be ghosts around, even if you feel them
or
not.
If you believe in ghosts, then I'd say they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, probably more.
They're shoulder to shoulder.
It's like, exactly. Just like our population, there's probably a population of ghosts wandering around the same way.
Singing the song, We Are the World.
We are the world. something.
I don't know.
About a girl.
No, Michael Jackson made this, so it's not about a girl. But
hey, that was actually a good song.
It was all right.
Sure it was. I didn't like it.
Really?
No.
Oh, my geez.
Does it look like I like that kind of music?
You do dress like him.
You were
just saying. Hey, I say this, and a few nights ago, we was talking about Elton John, and I like Elton John.
I think Elton John's a great
song.
You know, I'm sitting there going, does it look like I like that kind of music? And I'm talking about Elton John that sung Daniel. I'm like, it's a great song.
Hey, I like Elton John.
Yeah.
He's a good singer.
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
People say Lonnie and I have a romance. I don't know.
A bromance, yeah. You mean?
That's what I said, a romance.
Oh. Yeah. Thought you said romance.
Sure we do.
We're dating now.
We're planning on getting married.
Well, he's going to get married.
He's eloping.
That'd make me a big mess, wouldn't it?
Take some aerosol with you when you go.
No, I got some little pine trees. I'm going to make him a belt out of them. Let him wear it. Puts it in the appropriate direction at least.
Just don't go downwind.
could use scented underwear.
Not edible?
No, just scented.
That would have eaten the underwear.
They would have melted, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what they're talking about.
Who knows?
Here's one from a Jerry with an eye as well, so it must be a lady as well. Can a house have its own energy? The reason I ask is because I have been utterly obsessed with a house that I have been house shopping with. I have looked at about 16 houses, but this one stands out the most. I constantly think about it. I dream about it. And she goes on and talks about it a little bit. She goes on about how she dreams about it. She finds herself driving every day by it just to see it, and she just wants to know if it's something odd,
just
or if it's a really, really wanting. Yeah.
There's things that you can see that...
That's a want. I mean, it's like wanting a car. You know, you want a particular car. You know, you want that car.
It's like, I love history. So, I mean, I could stay in a museum or antique store forever. It's just whatever that draws you.
Well, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, okay? I kind of understand what she means by that. But, yeah, absolutely, a house can have its own energy. But here's the thing for me. I was actually went house shopping recently and bought a house. But there was this one house that kept giving me this feeling that I went to, and I mean, it was just huge.
I think you can get creepy feelings, and
well, that's sort of, I think, what it is. But she's like obsessed with this, and I mean, I was obsessed with this house. I mean, I was like, I would love to have this house, and I mean, just the it was so huge. I mean, I'm a big guy, but I mean, it was like looking at
a
skyscraper.
I'd like to have a mansion, but that doesn't mean I can have it.
It gave me like a sort of Amityville Horror kind of feel, that house.
The heebie-jeebies.
I think you can get bad feelings, but I've never heard people just like...
Well, I know people that's actually bought houses because they thought they were haunted.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. I know of one person who has bought two different houses because she thought it was haunted.
Have you ever watched this... I watched these real estate shows on TV where they take people and show them these big mansions, these stars and stuff to buy them, and they bring in their own person that goes around with their little smoke and everything, and it's got to have the right feeling or they won't even buy that house.
Yeah,
got to have the right feng shui.
Yeah,
it does.
And they, that's what all these stars, and I think it's kind of stupid myself.
I'm happy as long as I got a roof over my head.
There you are.
Yeah.
You can put me in a doghouse.
Warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Sure. You put me in a doghouse alongside a roof over my head.
Give him a Bud Light and he's fine.
But not Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Whatever.
I don't drink no Bud Light. No, not for me. As much as, you know, I drink a lot of beer, but I will not drink certain beers.
I want to try the Black Label. Budweiser's Black Label now? Or it's Black Crown, they call it.
Why?
Just to try it, man. It just seems interesting. I'd love to try it.
Oh, I will. I drink all kinds of different beers. But once I find I don't like a beer, I won't touch it unless I'm just thirsty.
Hey, do y'all remember that beer? What was it? Goble? or something like that.
Mm-mm.
They used to sell it right over here at the beer store.
Nope.
We've drunk some nasty stuff.
Yeah.
We never heard of it.
There, it was called Goble beer, and then they, what about the Billy Carter beer?
Mm-mm.
You know, Jimmy Carter's brother?
Mm-mm.
I'm a little young for that, I believe.
I believe so, too. Chris, you're showing your age.
I'm 30.
Well, I'm only 25, so.
Mm-hmm. She really is. She's just 25, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
times
really
a
is.
Couple of times, but who counts?
Who can count anymore?
Yeah.
Especially I can count to 20.
Especially when you get my age, you kind of lose track.
21.
Counts for a math magician.
You're as young as you feel.
Oh, man.
Darn it.
That's horrible.
I'm an old man now.
Yeah, I'm very old.
You know, it's a little past now. We're going to go ahead and cut out of here before
that
ghost comes by again. And,
for that breeze comes shooting through here.
And we're going to go ahead and call them out. We don't thank everybody for listening. We actually had a couple more questions, but we might try to get to them again next week. But like I said, thanks for listening to the Paranormal Experience on 91.3 The Gap. For Chris and Lonnie, I'm Neil. And remember, if it's out there, we'll find it.
Sure.
Hopefully.
Maybe.